House Bill 1012, an act to provide for an increase in legislative per diem.
House Bill 1012, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration and or passage. And before I take any remarks, I have had at least one or two questions as to whether this particular vote will require a majority or a two-thirds. The Speaker would rule that this passage would require a majority vote. There's no money that is actually being appropriated in this bill, and it would, of course, be future monies that we would be addressing. A majority vote is all that will be required for passage of House Bill 1012. Remarks on House Bill 1012. Representative McNinney.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Legislative work does not begin with the fall of the gavel in January. It's a full-time job in South Dakota with part-time pay. Legislators meet with their constituents almost daily at some times, and of course there's an awful lot of special sessions and interim meetings and committee meetings throughout the year. And I think without a doubt over the last few years, the subject matter has become more complicated and it requires more time and effort on the part of the legislators in order to fulfill their position. Now, South Dakotans want to keep their citizen legislature, but they must be willing to pay enough to allow them to be away from their place of business and their home. However, we've always been careful not to pay them so much that they become full-time legislators. In December, at our executive board meeting, we were discussing the use of computers and other electronic telecommunications, and it's the feeling of the executive board that it's going to become necessary for almost everyone in the legislature to have email addresses and internet accessibility. This is going to be an extra cost to them above what they have now. It's not going to do away with the need for telephones or the rising postage costs, but there's still going to be a need to be able to communicate with the people, especially the younger people who are so adept at using email and computers. As a result of this discussion, a motion was made that we put in a bill from the executive board to ask for a $15 increase in the per diem for legislators. This would raise it from $95 to $115. We also discussed at that time, in 1977, we passed a bill that allowed a monthly fee that supposedly would help to take care of some of the extra expense. But when we got the veto from the government, he explicitly said, and I think I agree, the Constitution says that we have set regulations on what monies we can receive, and a monthly wage is not one of them. So therefore, we thought that adding this to the per diem was the proper way to go. It won't take effect for this legislature. It will be for the next elected legislators. And I think perhaps with the number of people who are term limited, the number of people new people that will be coming with a new millennium, I think it's proper that this is a good time to start this increase. We did discuss a little bit about how the IRS will treat this as far as the funding, how you'll have to treat with that. And I think if you have any questions, Representative Munson is far more of an expert in this field than I am, and I think he could probably enlighten you if you want to ask him some questions. But I think at this time I would recommend that we pass this bill, we give future legislators the opportunity to recover some of the expenses that we feel that they are going to incur during the next few years. Thank you.
Further remarks on House Bill 1012. Representative Lucas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I don't have any argument about the issue of legislators having additional out-of-the-pocket expenses beyond our normal living expenses during the time that we're in session in Pier in January and February. But I do think it's a little premature to increase the per diem from 95 to $110 per day, because we just did that. In fact, it just went into effect last session, a year ago. And that went from 75 to 95 at that time. And now we're proposing about a year later to go from 95 to 110. I think you need to look at it in the light of maybe some of our other state workers, state employees. When they're on the road, they receive the state rate of $35 for a motel and $23 a day for meals. And when we come up here during the summer, in fact, that's what we receive for a per diem, and then we receive the $95 as salary. And to argue a little bit with Representative McKinney, I think it should be salary versus per diem. I think it's a cleaner way of approaching it, and it kind of, it's easier to pass this way. It takes just a majority versus a two-thirds, and it might be a little bit more palatable for the public as well. There's also the additional question of whether this is taxable income. And if you read, and I'm not a tax advisor or an accountant or anything like that, but in the update that we got on the first day of session, the way I understand that any per diem we receive above what the IRS allows for acceptable costs in South Dakota is taxable. And they allow $85 or recognize $85 a day as allowable per diem in South Dakota. So therefore, as I look at this, and I'm going to prepare my taxes shortly, that I should have an additional $10 per day of expenses for the 40 days that I was here in Pierre and received that per diem last legislative session. And that should be reported as taxable income. Now, I may be wrong, but that's the way I understand that. And if we are going to go to 110, then I would use that same argument that the difference between 85 and 110 for each day that we're in session should be reported as taxable income, unless there's some other way of writing that off that I don't know about. I just give you that caution so that someday if you're audited by the IRS, that I hope your tax records are clean, because if I'm ever audited, I hope mine are clean. Thank you.
Further remarks on House Bill 1012. Representative Cohen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise to compliment Representative McNenny on his courage for bringing this bill forth. All we have to do is look at our placement in this nation as far as our income levels as legislators to understand that our reputed representative form of government is actually very selective in who can attend. This bill is just the beginning. We should truly try to make our legislative body as representative of our constituencies as possible. And 99% of our constituents cannot afford to be legislators. 99% of the people in this state cannot afford to take 2 months off. And I think all you have to do is look at the representative incomes that are here on both sides of the aisle to realize that something needs to be done if we really want to make this a body of the people and for the people. So I will support this, and I will support even further legislation. Politically inexpedient or not, we must have the courage to make this body representative of our constituents. Thank you.
Further remarks on House Bill 1012. Hearing none. All those in favor of House Bill 1012 will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote on House Bill 1012. For the benefit of those of you in the gallery, you may very well note that from time to time we have various legislators that are moving about on the floor and talking with one another. That's not meant in any way to be discourteous, but for many legislators, their only office is their desk. We do not have individual offices for all legislators in this state government. And so quite honestly, they have to do business here on the floor of the House because they don't have offices in which to do the business. So it's not meant in any way to be discourteous to the speaker. Every now and then I have to gavel them down to keep the noise down, but that is part of the problem here, not having separate offices.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
There were 43 yeas, 21 nays, and 6 excused.
House Bill 1012, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions concerning the title? Hearing none, the title will be deemed correct.